I need Sam and Phil Edwards to bring a chair and put it there and sit on it. So would you please do that, Sam? Boss man, Sam. And Phil?
Where's he hiding the custard pies?
Right. Now, sometimes I worry that I'm not on the right track when I've got a talk to give. And sometimes God is very good and he gives me a little sign that I might be on the right track. And when Logan came and spoke and was asked about what he'd learnt and so on, he used the word change. He talked about people needing to change. And we're all age here. I know there's somebody who is 9. I don't know if there's somebody who's 90, but I know somebody who's pretty close to it. And we all need to change. There's something in everyone's life which is holding us back from being really, fully joyful Christians. It might be something outside us. It might be the way that somebody treats us or bullies us. But it's just as likely to be something inside us. Something in our character, something in the way that we feel towards people, something that we know isn't really right. And St. Paul is talking in that wonderful passage from Romans chapter 8 about how we can conquer, how we can beat those things which spoil our lives and take away from us that fullness of joy which as Christians we are promised. And I want everyone just to think for a moment about something in their lives that they'd really like to be changed. Preferably something within your own personality. Are you a bit impatient? Are you too quick to think bad things about other people? Do you worry too much? Are you too self-centered? And now I need a helper. And that helper is going to be Stephanie. And I want you to stand on that stool, Stephanie. Well done. Do you know what Stephanie means? No. Stephanie means someone who wears a crown. Because it comes from the Greek word for a crown. And people in the Greek days who won races got crowns of leaves put on their head as winners. And you're going to be a winner. Now, I've just got a simple problem for you. And I've got a problem I want you to beat. I want you to have victory. I want you to conquer this problem. It's very simple. You're standing on that chair. I want you to stand on that chair. Okay? Just one condition. You mustn't touch the floor. Can you do it?
No.
You can't fly. Would you like to get from there to there without touching the ground?
Yeah.
You sure? Right. I know somebody who can help. Now, Sam, you're the boss man. I want you to send Phil to help Stephanie get from there to there without touching the ground. So will you please send him?
Phil, please go and help Stephanie get from there to there without touching the ground.
Now, did you think you could do that by yourself? Did you think you could do it with someone helping you? Right. Thank you, Stephanie. Wear your crown. Right, there we are, back home. And that's what Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 39 is all about. It's all about realizing that we can't help ourselves to conquer some things that are spoiling our lives. Now, Stephanie, when I went up and asked her if she wanted help, could have said, get lost. She could have said, I feel fine as I am. What a daft thing to want to do. But she didn't. And she asked me. And so I went to the boss man. And what did the boss man do? He was very anxious to help Stephanie. He wanted to make things work for her. So he sent Phil. And Phil got up and put himself out and went and carried her across. I carried her message. I am the Holy Spirit. Sam wanted it to happen and made it happen. He's God the Father. Phil went at his own expense and rescued her. He's God the Son. We say that God is three persons. God is a team. A team so closely bound together that it makes sense to say that God is one. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But within that team, within that person of God, there is God the Holy Spirit, who in our weakness comes, and if we will let him, takes our deepest longings to God the Father, to Daddy, as John reminded us. And God the Father sent God the Son, Jesus, to be our Savior and to do for us that which we could not do ourselves. To God be glory forever and ever. Amen.